increases and cutting services could save money. Garcia and other education officials say reduced state funding is causing this budget shortfall.
Athletes know how important it is to do aerobic, weight training, mix in stretching, nutrition. But how many of us do it? We go out, you know, and a lot of us make a New Year's resolution. We're going to go jog. Right. We're going to be on the treadmill, or we're going to be in the weight room or whatever. And we eat what we think may be right. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes on to this. And, well, I mean, for goodness sake, we're all chemical beings. Dr. Mitra Ray, a biochemist and expert in nutrition, author From Here to Longevity and You Have to Have Guts to Be Beautiful, also from Stanford, currently or formerly of Stanford. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure.
Now, you know, I know when I was trying to do things right, and it probably goes back to high school and college sports, I mean, there was timing on everything, what you eat, what carbs, protein with the activities that you're doing. Not many of us get into that as we're just kind of trying to get into shape, do we?
No, and also some of the advice that people do get in the world of sports is actually not accurate. A lot of people think that they have to pump up on proteins like whey protein and all these protein drinks, and nothing could be further from the truth. So there is a lot of misinformation, as well as there's sort of an attitude, you know, as long as I am exercising, I can just, it's like calories in, calories out, I can just burn it all, you know, and I can eat whatever I want. And actually, Ed, the most important thing that the listeners need to know is that, you know, if you're going to take on an exercise regimen, you actually have to get your nutrition straight first. Otherwise, you can do more harm than good, especially in the long run.
So what should you do if you have made that New Year's resolution? How, if you're going to go and work out, should you eat something before? Should you eat something after? What's the right thing to do?
Well, eating something before is, you know, not necessarily a good idea. For instance, I do a lot of yoga myself, and I drink a little bit of water, but yoga is the kind of exercise that you want to do sort of on an empty stomach. And that, if you go running, you can't have a big meal before you run. You're going to throw up. So it's not really about what you're doing right before, but it is important what you're doing regularly during your day. Like, what kind of foods are you eating in general? And are you trying to then, after your workout, you know, make a high-protein shake, which is, again, one of the worst things you want to do. What you want to do is move to a diet that's more rich in plants, more vegetables, more leafy greens, more fruits, more whole grains. Outside Magazine just published an article recently. This guy tried all these different diets, you know, the Atkins diet to a more plant-based kind of diet. And basically what he saw is that the more plants he ate, the better he performed as an athlete. And that is the case, because when you are exercising, you are creating a lot of what's called oxidative stress. You're creating free radicals in the body, because that happens whenever you burn any kind of fuel for energy. Like, imagine, you know, when you drive your car, you produce pollutants, right? We all know that. The same thing happens in our cells. When we burn food for energy, we produce these free radicals, and they go and attack, you know, your macromolecules, your DNA, your protein, your fat molecules, which ultimately leads to compromised tissues and compromised organ functions and compromised circulatory system.
And very, very simplistically, what you're doing when you're exercising is breaking your body down, and you have to wait to build it back up. I mean, you know, and in muscle training, the lactic acid, the people at the gym that used to go and just in the locker room eat 4 or 5 cans of tuna afterwards. And I'm going, what are you doing? Well, it's good for muscle. I mean, what you're saying is that's not right.
That's not right, because I want to point out a really important study that got published last year in the Medicine and Science and Sports and Exercise, and they studied the Austrian Cobra forces, the elite fighting forces, sort of like our black op kind of elite fighting forces,
right.
And during a 28-week period where they were under a lot of stress, mental stress, because they're trying to protect the European Union, as well as go through this incredible exercise regimen. And what they found, they did something that was kind of interesting. They used a whole food-based concentrate of fruits and vegetables, and they compared it to a placebo group. And what they found after 28 weeks is, if you look at the damaged proteins in their blood, the ones that ate this concentrate of fruit and vegetable supplement, didn't have damage, whereas the people that were the placebo had radically damaged proteins in their blood. Eating more protein doesn't protect the protein. What protects the protein are the antioxidants and the and other plant nutrients.
Okay, we're just dead out of time here. Where's the best place to go for information on this?
My website is drmitraray.com, and I'm working on a cookbook to help athletes, you know, cook a quick meal while they're working out and all kinds of things. So you can stay tuned. Go to my website, drmitraray.com.
Okay, very good. And we'll link it up to kgoradio.com. Doctor, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay,
thanks,
750
doctor.
At KGO.
Traffic and stand.
Yay, carbs ain't all bad.
Not all bad. 680 Fremont.